Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy to be here. Happy Monday. How do you want to show up this week? I'm Ebony, by the way. I always forget to say that. But how do you want to show up this week? This is an exciting week for me because it's the week of my 5-day energy cleanse challenge that I've been talking about for, it seems like ages now, right? But this is a week where I want to show up as full inspiration and motivation and as a demonstration of the power of energy and what's possible when you really dive into and trust the power of energy. And trust is the key word because this week's inspiration is trust your vision. And this was inspired by, first of all, I found this Canva graphic, which is the cover for this episode, on, well, obviously Canva, when I was searching for templates for my podcast episode with Yoram Solomon that I posted this weekend. Yoram Solomon is an author and he's an expert on trust. He's written books on trust and many articles on trust. So we had a very insightful conversation about what is trust, what do you need to trust others, what do others need to trust you. And so, when I saw this template, Trust Your Vision, I thought that's beautiful because to trust the vision that you hold for yourself, you really have to embrace the power of energy because it's going to take energy to manifest the vision. You can't just sit on your couch and have this higher vision for yourself, earning lots and lots of money or healed emotionally or physically, and you're just going to sit there and do nothing. No, you're going to need to get up if you can physically. You're going to need to start taking action. And that doesn't necessarily mean just doing, running from here to there, running from here to there. The action, part of that action is going to be being still, meditating, really focusing your energy on this higher vision with intention, right? That's going to be part of the taking action. Part of the taking action is going to be using EFT, emotional freedom tapping. It's going to be breath work. It's going to be grounding. So you have all these healing modalities that we can take action on, as well as taking the practical action of getting off the couch and, I'm going to date myself, but, you know, getting a newspaper and going through the job, what do you call it? Job wanted, or however you say, you know what I mean? Looking for jobs, which no one does with newspapers anymore, but you get my point. It's going to take you actually getting out of your comfort zone. That couch is a comfort zone, but you can't do the same thing. What do they say the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing and expecting different results. You can't stay in your comfort zone. You can't stay on the couch and expect to get a completely different outcome. That makes absolutely no sense. And this is why a lot of us, we have this higher vision of ourselves, but we don't manifest the vision because we want to stay in our comfort zones. We don't trust in the energy to get us to our vision. We think that it's going to take, the energy is going to be too much. It's going to be too hard. It's not going to work for us. But that is so not true. Because when you are a vibrational match for your vision, which means that you, as you hold the vision, you believe that you have the power to manifest the vision, and you start to feel all of the feelings that you would if the vision had already manifested, and you begin to feel the encouragement, you begin to feel the motivation and the inspiration to start making things happen. That's when you're a vibrational match. Then you have the courage to start taking those small baby steps, or maybe even the giant leap into that vision. So the energy is always there. The tools that you need are always there. The outcome that you desire is always there. The factor, the main factor in you getting from point A to point B being your vision, your this higher vision of yourself, is you. How willing are you to step out of your comfort zone, trust in yourself, and trust in the power of energy to get you to point B? That's going to be the deciding factor. It has nothing to do with, well, Joe won't cooperate, so I can't manifest the vision. The bank isn't giving me the loan, so I can't manifest my vision. They won't hire me, so I can't manifest my vision. Joe and the bank and they have absolutely nothing to do with it. You have everything to do with it, because you are the vibrational match for Joe, the vibrational match for the bank, the vibrational match for they. But once you change your vibration, and again, how do you change your vibration? You have to change the emotional energy within you. You have to begin to feel the feelings that you would feel if you had already manifested. It's basically going from the lower level emotional energies of fear and discouragement and taking them up several notches to the energy of hope, the energy of motivation, the energy of love. When you become that, then you begin to attract the opposite of Joe. You begin to attract the person that actually notices and says, hey, let me offer you this opportunity. You begin to attract a new situation with the bank. You begin to attract a new group of people here and there and everywhere. So you have all the power. You have all the power, and you've always had all the power. And unfortunately, we've been handing over our power to too many people for way too long. When I was, I finally decided to get my graduate degree, my master's degree, when I was in my mid-30s. I had put it off for a while. I actually started to right after I earned my BA, and I graduated in my early 20s from college. I dove right into the master's program, but then I stopped because I wanted a real job. I was getting tired of living at home, right? But so like fast forward 10, 15 years later, I'm like, oh, okay, I really do want a master's degree now. But then all this stuff started coming up, right? Well, I'm going to be a little too old. Can you believe this? I'm like, in my mid-30s, and I'm saying I'm too old to go back to school. It's so ridiculous. But some like, oh, I'm too old, and it's going to cost too much money, and you know, I have a full-time job. I don't even know I'm going to have the time to do that. I had to just stop myself and realize that the excuses and all of this, the thinking, the limited thinking, that's never going to get me to where I want to be. Do I really want this higher vision I had for myself, earning this degree, or not? When I decided that I really wanted to manifest that higher vision, then I became, it's like, it's an empowerment. When you commit to the higher vision you have for yourself, you automatically become empowered to start taking action. You automatically gain the courage you need to start taking action. And that's exactly what happened. I became a vibrational match for that higher degree. And so found the money. I found the time. I got over the age thingy. I mean, because frankly, there were people in the graduate program that were way older than me. And so I don't even know what I was tripping off of. But see, but those things, my point is that all of these little things that we cling on to, all these silly little excuses that we cling on to so that we can stay in our comfort zone, we're never going to manifest the higher vision as long as we're clinging onto those things and staying into our comfort zone. We got to relinquish all those things and step out of our comfort zone. Trust in your power. Trust in the power of energy. Trust in your higher vision and know that you can manifest what you want to manifest, but you have to be committed to the vision. And are you committed to the vision? I think I've talked too much, which is so ironic because I was talking to someone the other day. I'm like, yeah, I'm not very much of a talker, but I guess maybe that's not true. Right? I can be quite a talker. So thank you so much for tuning in, and you can follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram at Motivation to Ride. I'm on Facebook at Motivation to Heal and Motivation to Write. I'm on Twitter at Ebony Haywood, and of course sign up for my newsletter at zazo.com, and I will see you next time. Bye bye.